ورد دعاء بيته الحمد لله الذي أقامنا واستقامنا
You don't read the dua, we don't pray. When we were in India, it was common that if you go to eat at a hotel, the hotel is like an India hotel. If you ever got money to pay, they make you scrub the floor or wash dishes. So when we don't pray Allah, so Allah also make us scrub floors or wash. We're working so much for dunya all day. And if we make shukr, without working, Allah will give us more better. If only we make shukr, because Allah's promise, وَلَيْنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Give us more. If you don't make shukr, so work all day, from morning till night, work in your shop, get tired, problems with the merchants, problems with the customers, problems with the staff, problems with the government, laws, all the time. Just make shukr. And without working, see how Allah will do.
SubhanAllah.
Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, 120 children of mine I buried with my own hands. 120. That is who he buried. Besides that, he had more children. Not one day I worked in a shop. I had no farm. I never worked. Allah was providing. When the Sahaba did deen's work, then Allah brought the crowns of the kings of Persia, the kings of Rome, the kings of Yemen. Those crowns came as footballs by them. They should kick them around. But their pearls and diamonds, how valuable. This had no value. The queens and the princesses of Rome and Persia of Yemen came as slave women to the Sahaba. Meher you have to pay if you make nikah. If you buy a slave, you have to pay. But they came as booty of the war, they didn't pay. Wives, you are limited, you can only have four at a time. Slave woman, you can have 100. And all halal. And no fear of AIDS or HIV. AIDS and HIV, how does that come? A woman, if she sleeps with more than one man, today, tomorrow, morning, night, then AIDS come. A man who sleeps with 100 women, but they don't sleep with any other man, only with him. No. And therefore, it is that when the man dies, 4 months, 10 days, iddat. So the woman can't have sex with other men. During the heat of peace, the effect of his semen goes away. Now she can another man. Today all the healing effect on us. Now she can marry another man. Because that semen, if she sleeps within that period, then AIDS will come. And if the husband divorces 3 months, because that effect is different. So in 3 months, the effect of that semen will go away. So the Quranic laws all are 100%. One professor, atheist, told his students that the Quran Sharif, na'udhu billah, got an error in its construction. And the Quran Sharif says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلِ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْبِ. Allah didn't make for any rajul, a man, 2 hearts within him. So why did this Quran specify man? It should have said, لِأَيِّ أَحَدِ لِأَيِّ إِمْرِينَ. For any person, a woman also haven't got 2 hearts. Why did the Quran specify man? So a young boy stood up and said, Sir, when a woman is pregnant expecting, and she got a baby in a womb, then she's got 2 hearts. And if she's got twins, she's got 3 hearts in her. And if she's got quadruplets, 5 hearts in her. A man can never have another baby in him. So he can, so the Quran, how specific, how correct. And the Quran's laws till Qiyamah 100% perfect. One professor told his students that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. 1 hour lecture on that. And then the student said, the curtains, they are blowing, we don't see anything, why they are blowing. So then he explained further, not only seeing, but all the 5 senses. Touching, feeling, so you can feel the wind. So he says, sir, from your lecture I gather that you got no brains. So he got very angry. After such a lecture I explained that seeing is believing, hearing. Say, I can't see your brain. And I can't touch your brains. I can't feel your brains. And what you're talking, I see, is bunk. Rubbish you are talking. So you got no brains whatsoever. Quran said, لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ. For a man is double in inheritance than what the woman gets. And today they say it's unfair. The woman must give equal to the man and woman. If a person passes away, normal, there are many different situations. He's got a son, 20-25, daughter, 20-25. So the son will get, say, 100,000 from the inheritance. Daughter will get 50,000. Outwardly, it looks unfair. But now the son has to get married. He's at that age. He has to pay meher, 20,000. He has to make walima, another 10,000-20,000. He has to provide his house with accommodation. Buy the house, pay rental. He has to give food. He has to give clothing to his wife. At the end, he's got nothing. The girl doesn't know meher she has to pay. She don't have to make walima, nothing. She will collect meher. So, this is 100% fair. And what the woman gets, Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, is a gift for her from Allah. Even because a woman, she is born in a father's house, father is responsible. Gets married, husband is responsible. If the husband dies or divorced, she'll come back to the father. Father must. If the father has passed away, her brothers must see to her. No brothers, her sons, they must see to her. Nobody, the Muslim community is responsible. At no stage is a woman responsible for her own expenses. So this what is given to her is an extra gift. It is the ihsan of Islam. And before Islam, inheritance was only given to those men who can fight, to go for war. Arabs, war was in their blood. Woman, children who can't fight, they shouldn't get inheritance. Islam prescribed for inheritance for women also. So how fair? Islamic law is the right of the parents is the highest. More than the ustad also, more than the sheikh also. Parents' rights is the highest. But in inheritance, parents get less than children. Because normally, parents are at that age, now they're going to be passing away. They don't need much. Children, they're not going to live their whole life. So the law of inheritance is children get much more than what parents get. How perfect is this? Every law. If a person steals, must cut his hand. It's no barbarism. No, all this. What other words they use?
Hooligan.
G?
Hooligan.
All this. G. It's, you know, it's 100% fair. Because Allah says, Ya Yuhannas, Antumul Fuqara. All of mankind, the rich, the poor, the kings, the professors, the ulama, the anbiya, all together, you are Allah's faqir. And every faqir beggar needs a begging bowl. We find the people begging at the robots, wherever. You need a begging bowl. Allah gave every person his begging bowl with him. Middle of the night you wake up, you just put your hands through together, begging bowl. Allah gave you. Now this begging bowl is given, royal begging, from the king it has been given to him. Allah gave him. And to beg and take from the treasures of the king. Hazrat Al-Shaykh says that if the state president, prime minister, the person who's selling vegetables and fruit on the street corner, and the state president goes there and steals two potatoes and puts in his pocket.
Mm.
The state president, and he's stealing from that poor person who's selling on. So if you steal from anyone, you have to take from Allah. And you stealing from other people, you don't deserve that begging.
Mm.
It's not that it's been cut, Allah is taking it back.
Mm.
You don't deserve it. Mm. And first time you steal, your left hand will be cut, according to laws of fiqh. And still you don't learn your lesson, then the balance of your begging bowl will be taken away. So this is a begging bowl. Yeah, and such a begging bowl, if we put our two hands like this, and the qibla of the hands must be the arsh like this. Our qibla in namaz is Kaaba Sharif. But the hands is the arsh of Allah. And when we have finished made dua, we rub our hands. This is like we are saying, wajadna ma talabna. We have found, we got jazakallah. Can't tell Allah jazakallah. Shukriya. Alhamdulillah, we got what we asked for. And if Allah still didn't give my banda, is saying already jazakallah, alhamdulillah, I have to give it to him. And when we put our two hands together, everyone in his palm, Muslim, non-Muslim, will see 18 and 81. 99 names of Allah given to you. The world is in your palms. And all this different to count all the names of Allah. Allah gave everything. So you need Shifa, Ya Shafi. You need money, Ya Mughni. You need health. Everything Allah is giving it to you. And you're not using it. Our Shah say you wake up middle of the night, the dog barking, some gate banging. It's not that. Allah is waking you up. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah alayh, when you should get up with the bed bugs biting you. You say, there's Allah's alarm clock. When you really need sleep, then even the bed bugs are biting, you don't feel it. Mosquitoes bite, you don't feel it. When you sleep, how much you need is finished. Then you start feeling it. Now it's time to get up. Yeah, so Allah sends his alarm clock to wake you up. That my banda, I'm thinking of you, I want to give you, you're sleeping. Wake up, come take now, I want to give you. So we have to just get up. The other says, if you are too lazy, you don't want to make wuzu, you don't want to make namaz, then just sit up and open your hands, just ask Allah.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that much, lying down, connect your heart to Allah and take from Him. ہر رات کو کچھ دولت لوٹتی ہوتی ہے علامہ اقبال پروفیسر ایوری نائٹ ایز سب ٹریشرز وچ آر بینگ جو جاگتا ہے پاتا ہے جو سوتا ہے کھوتا ہے ہو اویک دے ٹیکنگ فرام اللہ اٹس پورنگ ڈاؤن دوز ہو اویک کلیکٹ اینڈ دوز ہو آر سلیپنگ دے مس آؤٹ اچھا سبحان اللہ